reading the newspapers and so on, we tend to think that there is a real change, that there is a new freedom among the young people. And we would like to ask you, if you went to the University of Wisconsin, which is a pretty open campus with their nude plays and all, if you went to this university, how many of the women there, freshmen through seniors, would you think the study would show had lost their virginity? 90? 40? 28? 75?
60?
60? All right. It's interesting because this is the typical answer. The actual figure is 22%. Now, do you know why young people give this kind of an answer? Do you know why? Why? It's very simple. I would say that they're judging from the news media, the TV, the magazines, all the talk about which group of young people, a minority group. How many times do you see on the front page the great things that you know good young people have done? You always see what the small minority group has done, and it's the same thing here. Young people still have a great deal of thought about what loving another person is and what really wanting the best for another is. And so I think we should get our statistics straight and not be swept away by what we're reading or getting from our public media.
The article Barbara mentions was in the AMA Journal, and it was a major one, well controlled, and obviously must have reflected the state there. It was interesting that, as an adjunct to this article, the 40 psychiatrists who practiced psychiatry peripheral to the campus of Wisconsin University were polled and dug from their files, anonymously of course, the patient co-eds that they had treated during this same period of time. And from the psychiatrists, they looked to see how many of the young ladies who had been ill enough mentally to seek psychiatric aid for whatever reason, how many of these were non-virgins? Well, something like 80% of these girls were non-virgins. 75% had had multiple partners. Well, so the comment. The authors were not surprised that a gal who was sick and insecure might well reach out for the arms of a man in the hopes of finding the security that she might not well have had. And so the fact that a gal who's neurotic might be more likely to be promiscuous is something we've known, and this is common knowledge. However, they turned the question around and they said, what if a girl is emotionally stable and is not weighed down with ethico-religious moral guilt feelings? What if she's pretty open on this? In this case, what of premarital intercourse? Might it bring her to the psychiatrist? And the answer was hedged, as it must be in that situation, but they did make a number of statements, including the fact that it was obvious to them that premarital intercourse for a college woman could in and of itself be traumatic enough to cause her to seek psychiatric help.